Welcome and thanks for joining me for my monthly podcast. This is Dale Klein, owner of Profitable Speech, a sound investment. My business is ensuring you sound your best. You're listening to How to Rein in the Rudeness Roller Coaster. If you listen to my previous podcast, you know that I discussed how to become an influencer. Specifically, I reviewed why being an influencer applies to a far greater audience than leaders, why influencing is an actual skill, and I wrapped up with five specific pointers to help you become an influencer. Now that 30 days have elapsed, I hope that you've been implementing those guidelines and finding them valuable. It's my belief that every topic I present in my podcast is important. The subject you're about to hear is no exception. Some of you may concur that rudeness is on the rise. Well, whether it takes the form of road rage, interrupting, being a distracted listener, or speaking without thinking, rudeness never serves us well. In fact, we may not always realize when we're perceived by others as being rude. This tells us it's time to take action. As you listen to this podcast, ask yourself, does this describe you, someone who works for you, or even someone you know? If so, you'll want to listen to this podcast more than once and share it with a person or other people who'll also benefit. My focus will be on answering the following three questions. Number one, is rudeness, much like a germ, potentially contagious? Number two, what's the impact of rudeness in the work setting? And finally, how do you manage yourself when communicating with someone who's being rude? As I conducted my research, I read multiple articles in Forbes, The Business Review, and Psychology Today. The specific professionals whose expertise I cite are Amy Morin, Harvey McKay, and Christopher Berglund. You may want to learn more from them on this particular topic. Let's start by answering the first question, which is rudeness, much like a germ, potentially contagious? Well, when we think of contagious, we typically think of a disease. Well, the authors all conclude that incivility, if ignored and allowed to exist, will most definitely spread like wildfire. It's safe to say that this is a behavior to tackle right away, much the way we would try to prevent any disease. That brings me to the second question, which is, what's the impact of rudeness in the work setting? Many of us have had first-hand experience with rudeness in the work setting. Whether or not that applies to you, it stands to reason that rudeness can not only bring down morale, but rudeness can also lead to lost productivity. This point was shared by Harvey McKay, who also says that rudeness not only affects work, it can lead to lost customers. Ooh, that hurts any business. Another interesting perspective from Amy Morin comes from a study published in the Journal of Psychology based on the work of researchers from Michigan State University. They discovered that individuals subjected to rude behavior experience mental fatigue. These employees had less self-control because they were mentally drained and were then more likely to treat others unkindly because they lack the energy to suppress their impatience. Makes a lot of sense. And that brings us to the third and final question. How do you manage yourself when communicating with someone who's being rude? Christopher Berglund refers to receiving inspiration from Emily Post due to what he refers to as timeless wisdom. I like that term. Of the various ways to politely combat rudeness that he writes about, the one that really stood out for me was lead by example. Mr. Berglund explains that rudeness begets rudeness, and he says that we get the same treatment in return. That's something worth thinking about. Amy Morin encourages us to curtail rudeness from the start. She stresses that you must address rude behavior when you see it, which includes written communication. And Harvey McKay references several suggestions from the Mayo Clinic. These include, hold your tongue. In other words, repeat back what you believe you heard and verify its accuracy. Be direct. Let others know how their comments are affecting you. And tell the person whose behavior is bothering you about it versus telling others in the office, as tempting as that may be. Find a solution. Ask the person who was rude to you to help you solve the problem. And last, if nothing else works, go to your supervisor with this concern. In closing, I encourage you to spend a few moments determining how you can use this information. Think about how you'll approach rudeness the next time it occurs, whether that is indirectly or directly. Having options is a solid place to begin. See what works well for you and also for your situation. Rudeness is clearly a form of ineffective communication and therefore can most likely change as long as we put in the effort. Now's the time to rein in the rudeness roller coaster, and I certainly hope that you agree. If after hearing this podcast you have questions, perhaps about your communication or someone who works for you, well, you're always welcome to contact me for guidance. Consider me your communication GPS. Until next month, I wish you profitable speech.